Welcome, everybody. My name is Michael, and this is a brand new episode of the Loftus Party Podcast. Let's go. I'm back. I'm freshly back from a cool little town in Nebraska. I want to thank everybody who came out for that one. There was some, we'll get into that later. We'll talk about the road. We'll talk about Nebraska and a patchouli update. We've got tons on the show today. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to bitch about things. There's going to be some news. I'm going to joke about these things that I've been bitching about. It's going to be like a combo news bitch. It's going to be a niche. It's going to be a boozy niche, a news, whatever. There'll be that. There'll be some songs. We're going to have a good time. And it's going to all culminate. This is just the, this is just like foreplay for your ears. There's going to be two segments here where you're listening on whatever fine format you listen on. I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to celebrate you. And then it's all going to move over to Locals and Patreon. That's really where we all need to be. And this goes to what's going on with the country, what the recipe is to get shit fixed. And we'll get to all that later. We got some... All right, so we're just going to get started with the show. I have to play my little theme song, which, let the record show this, I reserve the right to change the theme song whenever I want for whatever reason. Theme songs should be like underwear. Sometimes you're wearing them, sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're going BVD, sometimes you're doing something special. It can't all be the same. But this week it's going to be. Podcast. You know what? Let's do Bob Dylan. We'll do Bob Dylan singing the theme song. I'll tell you, it's a podcast. That Loftus Party Podcast. I hold on to your ass like I'm smoking lots of grass and happens fast. On the show, it's a newscast with comedy coming when I'm passing gas with your comedy. I was you, but I don't have the comisotomy. I'm gonna hear it go with the show. That shit's hard. You know, and it kind of turned into a little bit of Tom Petty there later. No judging. I've got a great one later I'll treat you to. And this song, I think, was written in like 1912 or something. Oh, also, we're going to be making fun of Star Wars and The Acolyte. There's literally so much. And this is not what I'm going to do, because that would be kind of bullshitty. I could just go down the Twitter feed, but I'm not going to do that. I have actual talking points that I want to hit. And I'll just say this. The lead story, they always are going to want the lead story to be Trump and trials and Stormy Daniels and blah, blah, blah. I'm just not going to do it. Because honestly, they could go, oh my goodness, that was a big bookkeeping mistake. Now he's in big trouble. I'm still voting for the dude. Like, listen, all of this, the document shit, we're going to get into that a little bit later. The documents case and some horrible things. Because here's what I did, ladies and gentlemen. I put it on the website, which was, it's my three stories of the week. The big news, stories you should know about. And numero uno. These are, okay, so... America First Legal has been suing the Biden administration and all of these. They want to be able to, it's freedom of information stuff. And now there's an 800-page report that exposes the Biden administration censorship. It is wild. It's like the smoking gun. There's all these documents. I have links to all of this stuff at theloftusparty.com. And if you look, I'm just clicking on one right now. It all goes to where COVID came from and, oh, all of this, and they don't want... Dear Mark, that's Mark Zuckerberg. That's frickin' Mark Zuckerberg. On the question of our decision to remove claims related to the origins of COVID in May 2020, you know what? There are five claims that met the... It just goes on and on and on like that. It's horrifying. An 800-page report exposes the Biden White House censorship regime, which is a great way to say it. Because this isn't Joe Biden making the call, and that's what I was saying last week. Like, the dude is the perfect political... He's the ultimate. He's the frickin' poster boy for there's nothing there. He's just a sleazy little shit that wants to make money and he digs his power. There's no vision. He's just an empty vessel. So it's the weaponization of government. And this is, to me, this is our biggest challenge. And by our biggest challenge, I mean like us. As Americans, as freedom-loving people, when they are just trampling your First Amendment rights, just about the origins of COVID and all of that. So you take that, and this is why I always have the guitar in my lap, because it does get so freaking depressing. They got Biden administration. Lawyers working with these, guys in New York, and this guy, Mark Pomerantz, this is a whole nother one, guys. You've got the Department of Homeland Security and this whole censorship apparatus that's in play, and, you know, oh, it's for the public good. Then you've got the Department of Justice being totally weaponized. So now you've got it going across social media, Facebook, Twitter, and there's fucking proof. It's not like this is some right-wing conspiracy theory. Then you've got this Biden goon, Mark Pomerantz, who got deposed in front of the Judiciary Committee the other day. And that guy, listen, just kept pleading the fifth. They're like, hey, did you break any laws when you were investigating? Did you do this? And he kept pleading the fifth because he's a lawyer. And here's the deal. He knows how it looks. And it is not a good look. I'm not saying the dude is guilty of anything. But I'm saying it is not a good look. And then you have, this is just the three that I chose for this story. And I don't want to spend a long time on it. I'm just trying to be the canary in the coal mine here. You got this dude, Amaj Anton Fazizi. I don't even know. He was a project manager for cyber operations with the CIA. And he went out on a date with somebody from James O'Keefe's little hidden camera company. And this guy's bragging about how the CIA would keep information from Trump and keep him in the dark about stuff. How the CIA was just kind of doing whatever they wanted to do and not reporting back to the Brit. We got problems, kids. We got problems. And not all of I know everybody is like, oh, these protests on campus. Yes, those are fun. Those are fun. And they're fun to make fun of. Because there's so many idiots out there, but I'm a little bit more concerned about, the CIA just doing anything they freaking want to do and just not even reporting to the President of the United States. I'm a little bit more concerned about government-sponsored censorship on Facebook, YouTube, Amazon, all of it. I'm a little bit more worried about the Justice Department. Holy crap. Like, and seriously, it's, and this is horrible to say too, but like the Trump thing, all of these trials, and oh my God, and we'll get to this too. Just so you can be here with me emotionally with the holy shit. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They now are saying that the archives, you know, like the Trump documents case, like, oh, he had documents he wasn't supposed to have. They found out. I have to laugh. that like the National Archives were, they were sending archives down. They were like, sending bird feeders to somebody's house, and then you send in the SWAT team because like, oh, that guy's got bird feeders. Like, holy shit, half of these you gave me, bitch. You're like, hold on to these bird feeders for me. It's wild. So I don't want to be that guy. That's some boring shit. You know, don't even pay attention to that. That's just a distraction. We can have fun with the protesters, and we will, because they're morons. And to me, it's like with the protests, it's like the masks. You know, at least you know now. You know that person's an idiot, right? Like they went to a pro. So we'll have some fun with that. And I don't want to be that guy who's like, hey, wake up. It's all a distraction. Who wants to hang out with that douchebag? I'm just saying there's really, really big things happening. The Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA. I'm turning into a libertarian in real time. In real time. And maybe that's just part of the process. You know, it's like when they turned Captain America into Captain America. Like first he had to go in that tank with all the needles, and then it hit him, and he was like, ah, and then he came out, he was Captain America. That's me. I'm still in my Steve Rogers moment. I'm still like the 90-pound weakling guy. I just got into the chamber. But I just, and then it hits me like a ton of bricks. How is the GOP like struggling with any of this shit? When you have a majority in Congress, and like how are you? I don't understand how you can look around and go, yeah, you know, border security, not that big a deal. You know what? Maybe we should do another panel looking into the department. Maybe we should, you know what? Let's start doing an investigation, kind of. You're like, dude, you've got pages and pages of correspondence from the Biden administration to Facebook and Twitter and Amazon and Google telling them all this shit. Hey, don't let them talk about this. And then when it comes into affecting on our elections, when it comes into like the Hunter Biden stuff and the laptop shit. Oh, 51 members of the intelligence community have decided. Holy shit. So you're not allowed to even talk. You weren't allowed to talk about where COVID came from, because the Biden administration didn't want you to. You weren't allowed to talk about the Hunter Biden laptop because the Democrats didn't want you to. Little polka. And you're not allowed to question the integrity of the elections, or the Department of Justice will get sicked on you. And if you do protest it and you go to January 6th, they'll throw you in jail and throw away the key. And now they're like, listen, we got big problems. We got big problems. If some bitch smelling like patchouli wants to run around frickin' Columbia University campus talking about free Palestine, fucking go for it, baby. Go for it. Do me a favor. Shave your beaver while you're in there. And how about you scrub your armpits? I'm going to be over with the America First legal team. I'm going to be over talking about this shit. I'm going to be over raising awareness about our Justice Department and the CIA. And if we don't, it's good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. Okay, that's actually Irene Goodnight. I did it backwards. I was trying to be clever. It's Irene Goodnight. Irene Goodnight. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. that's America right now. If we don't do something, it's Irene Goodnight. Irene Goodnight. Don't pay attention to the bullshit or it's good night, Irene. Whew. All right. And the answer, as always, is getting involved. Getting involved with another community. I always wonder, what happened to the Tea Party? You're reminded that it was the John McCain office. This is the word on the street. It was somebody in John McCain's office who had the idea for the IRS to kind of just targeted harassment and not let them. Yeah. That's friendly fire. And I know that there's still a Tea Party movement going on. I know I got some buddies up in Toledo that are still doing it. But let's go full freaking Loftus Party on this shit. The Tea Party doesn't have shit like that. The Tea Party, you don't go to a Tea Party meeting and just have them start breaking into Tom Petty songs. You don't have It's alright if you love me. It's alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I got a feeling you won't. So there is no sense in pretending. We have to raise such a fuss, such a freaking loud, absolute noise. And this is why I'm stoked. This is why I'm stoked about the Redneck Riviera show and putting that up on that show tonight. Like, we have got to make the most of, an actual tidal wave of drawing people to the cause. If people knew about this shit, and that's why I question, the timing of the, these spontaneous college protests. Because when you have proof of the censorship, when you got people from the DOJ pleading the fifth about, hey, did you break the law going after Donald Trump? I'm gonna take the fifth. That's a bad look. And when you have the National Archives trying to set somebody up and then charge them with a crime, it's a bad look. So that's what we got to talk about. And in a way, it doesn't turn people off and have them go, because you can see phases. Listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk about Nebraska. I'm going to talk about doing stand-up. I'm talking about dipping, when I get into the political shit on stage, and it's a tough road to hoe. It's a tough road to hoe because you can't do so much that people just kind of glaze over, right? Then they're just like, whatever, they're checked out. So we're going to talk about Nebraska. We're going to talk about these Boeing whistleblowers that keep dying. That's on my list. Patchouli update, that goes hand in glove with Nebraska. And then I'm going to get really mad. We're going to talk about Mark Hamill. We're going to talk about Star Wars and May the 4th and the 4th be with you and some Star Wars projects and all that other good stuff. And there's going to be tons more, so much more. This song, Goodnight Irene, was written by Lead Belly. Lead Belly. And I want to say, it was maybe 1930. It's an old tune. It's a great one. And this one is going to be in the show soon. I'll have to change some words. I don't want to get in trouble with the Lead Belly estate. But I've seen Eric Clapton do this song. I've seen Willie Nelson do the song. Tom Petty do this song. It's a great one to close your show. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. It's not the end of the show. It's not time to go. We'll save that for a little later. We'll be right back. Please enjoy this erection medication commercial.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
We are back. Are we better than ever? I don't know, but we're certainly back. There's a lot to get into. We got to start cracking the whip a little bit here right now before we jump into the rest of the show. But you know what? There's all the time in the world when we go to Locals and Patreon. So sign up today. He's got all the time in the world. That's from the movie The Time Machine in the 1950s. It's probably the best version of that. Okay, so let's talk about Nebraska. Nebraska. It was a lot of fun. It was this little town. It's spelled Norfolk, but they pronounce it Norfork. So if you ever go to Norfolk, Nebraska, just know it's a trap. It's a trap. Yeah, they're going to correct you on that. But that's where it's where Johnny Carson grew up. There's like Johnny Carson's little hometown and his house and all that good stuff. And that was wild stuff. I did not have a chance to go by the Johnny Carson estate, the little homestead there in Norfolk, Nebraska. I understand it's a wild and wacky place. Now, here's the deal. It was a lot of fun. I really liked it. It's a cool little club. The people are great. Genuinely had a good time. And I just want to say that it's wild to, because it's a comedy show, right? So you got to like, you know, mix it up, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I did have, I think it was my trans people in the military bit, which I think is hilarious, by the way. If you've ever seen that bit, I think it's just going to get better and better. I think that's where I had a couple people leave on the first night. Everybody else was howling. So I gave about zero shits because it was funny. Then I had Friday night late show. There was a group of kids from England, like soccer players, and very cool. And I was kind of busting their balls about losing this country in the American Revolution, and then again in the War of 1812, whatever. So I was like, it was a lot of like crowd work on the late show Friday. I wasn't originally scheduled to be in this club. This is like a last second thing. I got the phone call. They're like, hey, can you get to this club? Go get on a plane. So I went. You know, I'm up for new experiences. Let's go. So it's not like, anyway. But you could just kind of see him when you started talking, when you started getting into like policy stuff. And this is just me you know, I need to work harder. I need to have, you know, more jokes and all that other stuff. But boy, fortunately, I have a shit ton of material. And I could just kind of, and who knows, maybe I was just in my fucking head. Maybe those guys, I just look out there and I'm like, ooh, they're not engaged on it. Maybe it's because they were from England. Maybe they were thinking about how London is just quickly turning into a shithole right now. I don't know, but it's a puzzle. Because here's the deal with an evening, and this is just a little peek behind the curtain of comedy and entertainment and all this other stuff. Like sitcoms. You have an idea for a show for a sitcom. Just like I have an idea for, okay, here's my show when I do stand-up. I'm going to be up there for an hour, and I want to hit on this, 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 and this, and I want something, you know, I'm going to leave some room to talk to the audience. So you have a plan. You have a framework. You are in control of your own destiny. So you have to have enough cheeseburger to, you know, make sure they don't taste the medicine. I think about that a lot. I think about that a lot, adding more cheeseburger. And it's with entertainment and pop culture and all of that. And I don't know if, and I'm always kind of hesitant to talk about this kind of stuff. I just want everybody to know that when you're in the writer's room, when you're working on a sitcom, very rarely is like, what's the funniest way to do this? Discussed. The vast majority of times it's all about, oh, if we do that in this spot, then we have to do this here, then we'll do that at the end. And there's a lot of like talk about, oh, what's the message? What are we learning? What's this? And they know exactly what they're doing, which makes like the Star Wars fall off that much more hurtful. I got to get back to the patchouli stuff before maybe we get to Star Wars. My point with, you know, Star Wars and Marvel and all this shit, so many people read those scripts. Like nothing gets filmed by accident in a Star Wars show or a Marvel show. Or a Marvel movie, or no, that is, it's all like so many people have looked at that, and that. So just know that it's no accident. It's all freaking on purpose. Okay, so I got to talk about this patchouli thing because I got to get out in front of it. So I did. So I'm at this hotel lobby. In Norfolk, Nebraska. I come down and I tell you, it's a nice hotel. They got good coffee all day long. They got a big breakfast in the morning and not one of those bullshit, here's a bowl of cereal and an old muffin. No, this is like a legit, like here's bacon, here's sausage, here's eggs, here's fresh fruit, here's yogurt. It was good. So, I'm working on the website. I take a break. I go down to the lobby to get a cup of coffee, and a wave. I'm telling you, the elevator door opened up, and it just a fucking tidal wave of patchouli. Just and I can't stand that smell. I can't stand it, and I couldn't believe it. So I get my cup of coffee, and I'm looking around, and there's these two dudes. They kind of look like farm dudes, but they're on a laptop. And I'm like, what the fuck? Since when are like farm dudes in Nebraska like wearing patchouli? Like what in the shit has happened? You know, they're on a laptop. Maybe they're a little stoners. Because that's the whole idea with patchouli. Like patchouli, the idea behind patchouli is that it's a scent so strong that it'll cover the scent of weed on your body. And it's a horrifying smell. I can't say it's like cat piss and pine cones and clown tears and frickin' Yeah, it's horrible. So I'm standing outside, and I can't get it out of my head. Like, what are these farm dudes, these like cyber farm dudes in Nebraska doing? And I'm like, you know what? That's just whatever. That's me being old. Like, well, who am I to make assumptions? But I'm like, I'm sitting there having my coffee, hitting my vape, and I just can't get over. And I'm thinking of all these different ways to describe the smell of patchouli. It's like a thousand drunk clowns climbed into a dumpster at Burger King, pissed all over the cheeseburgers, climbed out, set the dumpster on fire, and then rolled around in the ash. So I'm making myself laugh. And I'm like, I'm going to do a video about how much I hate patchouli. And so that was the Friday video. Like, I hate patchouli. I can't stand the smell. Who the fuck is wearing it? Why is it here? Just that was it. That was the video. So that all happened on Thursday. On Friday, I do the video, right? I make the video and I schedule it to go up on YouTube. I'm laughing so hard I'm choking. So I go down to the lobby and I step outside, having coffee, hitting the vape. I come back inside and the wave of patchouli hits me. And I look and the freaking cyber cowboy kids aren't there. I'm like, what in the hell? And then there's the girl coming behind the counter. And the smell just, it was her. And so I want to apologize. I want to apologize to the cyber cowboy farm dudes for thinking. I'm like, the world's gone fucking crazy. The world's gone crazy. There's cyber farm kids in Nebraska wearing patchouli. Nope. Usual suspects. It was the girl, behind the counter who was horribly misguided. Nice enough girl. But at what point do you tell somebody? Like, that is that is so unwelcoming. It is so foul. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was a great practical joke on her part that she had you know, she works in the hospitality industry, yet feels compelled to keep people away from her by wearing patchouli. Okay. We're going to get into some, what did I say I was going to come back to? The Star Wars stuff. It's bad. We're going to talk about The Acolyte, that new show, and we'll talk a little bit about Mark Hamill going in to help out Karine Jean-Pierre and all that other crap. I got some more stuff on the... I'm just scrolling through my notes here. And there's a dude... All these kids are protesting. And I guess, you know, it's interesting. Oh, like, who bought the... Listen, we know who bought the signs. We know who did the tents. We know who's behind this shit. It's the same cast of characters. So, yeah, these kids who have no idea. Oh, we're queers for Palestine. I'm watching a guy on tape right now. Some guy in Spain. Some Islamist dude in Spain, just going on the record. Gay people have to be thrown from a mountain, and they need an Islamic caliphate, and they got to end these parasites, and this is what Allah wants. And it's stunning to me. That part is stunning to me. They know this, the people at the protest, they have to know that part, but they still pretend to be into it as well. We have to listen. We have to make this. We have to do this in the easiest way possible. And this goes to the guy who organized the Stellar Blade thing with like sign the petition. That's the first one. Just sign the petition. How much easier can that be to let people know that you're upset with something? So step one, make sure you're following the Loftus Party on Facebook. Make sure you're signed up for the newsletter. That's just easy shit you can do. As we get closer to election time, and listen, I'm going to start organizing. I'm going to organize a big get together. I think we're going to have to do it like in August. But just a big, ginormous, freaking boots on the ground. Let's go. Remind me of that. I'm making a note of it here. But we'll just have to, and then we'll broadcast it. We'll put it on that show tonight. We'll put it on Studio TST. But I'm just thinking about when's the easiest way to do this. I'll try to make it entertaining, but. If it's a petition, if that's the easiest way to do it, we'll have people sign a petition. But we really have to let the GOP know that they have to really fight. They have to really fight. Okay, I want to say this before we go over to locals and Patreon, as we get into the Star Wars of it all. We found out this morning the guy who played King Theoden in Lord of the Rings passed away. The actor's name is Bernard Hill. He was also the captain of the Titanic. And boy, howdy, it's just... Lord of the Rings is like the metaphor. You know, it's like... people standing up and fighting in the face of what seems to be an evil that can't be conquered, but they do. They stand up, they get it, and they fight. It's the best. And now that's why Amazon is trying to rip down the Lord of the Rings and subvert that. Nothing can be left alone. Nothing can be pure and good. Nothing can be allowed to stand up for virtue. They will just come and they're doing it with Star Wars. That's Mark Hamill, that frickin' misguided, poor, needy actor. And never forget that either. Before we go to locals, never forget that. These people in the government, and the government is the largest employer in America. But these people in the government are not the best of us. They're not good people. They want attention. They're not good people. They like attention. And we'll give it to them if they do what we want. If they don't do what we want. It's time for them to go. Okay. We're going to move over to locals and Patreon. We're going to talk about the Acolyte, more on Mark Hamill, more on Star Wars, more on this $9 billion. This is where it's going to get a little testy over on locals and Patreon, because our money, like, I don't want to participate in the system anymore. I don't know if you guys are like me. I don't want to participate. I was getting into this in Nebraska. That was the moment when the dudes from England started to glaze over, because I think their taxes are so much fucking higher than ours. But like, no, I don't want to forgive student loans. I don't want to pay for someone's abortion. I don't want to have billions of dollars wasted for a high-speed rail train. We're going to get into it over at Locals and Patreon. I will see you over there. You're all awesome. You're all fantastic. Thank you for being here. Make sure you signed up. Make sure you signed up. for the mailing list and all the good stuff we got. Weehaw! See you on Locals, Patreon.